dinner hall of life.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating. From the perspective of two black polyamorous women living in New York City.
I don't even know whose voice that is. Is that Mr. Burns?
I don't know who that is.
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe that's my internal voice.
In case you didn't understand that.
Sorry.
The podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective.
Should we explain
future actors? Oh yeah, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two black voice actors living in New York City who have sex while they voice act.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically it. If you want to follow along with the conversation, use the hashtag #InnerHoUprising on Twitter or Instagram.
Yes. Or other places where hashtags exist.
I was gonna say SoundCloud for some reason.
MySpace, for example. Ho of the week is Haley W. She is a Periscope user and also a listener of the show. And just now we were on Periscope, like, please, we need to get to 1K. And she was like, I listen to you guys on iTunes, but I'll give you your 1K subscriber on SoundCloud by subscribing right now.
So now we have 1,000 and one, actually.
Yeah, we don't know who that other person is.
We have 1,001 subscribers.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you guys so
Holla
much.
Back, young and whoop, whoop.
We've come so far. C-U-M.
We've come to the beginning of the road, and we still have more to go.
Sounds familiar, but I don't know it.
God damn
it. I don't know.
God damn son of a bitch. Sorry.
I'm so angry.
Bay of the week is J. Wendell Gordon, one of the attorneys for Corinne Gaines' family, who wore a Colin Kaepernick jersey to court this week.
That's fucking
making
badass.
A real big statement with that. A real big statement.
A lot of people are not standing up for the, was it national anthem? And then kids are like not doing.
What is that thing again? The, what is it called again?
Because I was like the Pledge of Allegiance. But kids are doing that in school too.
Yeah, mad people are doing it now.
I wish I had an opportunity to take a knee. But like, what? Like, where?
I was thinking the last thing I went to was like my brother's graduation.
And it's like, that's not where I'm going to do it.
Me sitting down. Who's
it's
that
like,
bitch?
Damn, you're making a fucking scene.
You're making a mockery.
It's about me.
Exactly.
But there's someone was saying to boycott work on Monday in protest. But yeah. I don't work Mondays, so I'm
Nigga, I don't work at all.
So
I'm boycotting the whole fucking year long.
I've been on this the whole time. Self-care tip of the week comes from the queen bitch goddess herself. Me.
Woo!
Or at least I just had a realization that I thought was like useful.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking down a hallway at work.
Okay.
It was 3:33 p.m. on the third Friday. No, I'm just kidding. But I was walking down the hallway and I was like, oh man, no one's gonna want to hire me for anything ever. And I was like, that's not true.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not true. But like there's so much that like so basically, the tip is, I was like writing in my pages or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, I do 3 pages of stream of consciousness. And I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Except this morning, because I was eating a croissant.
More important.
But it was just like, no, my work is valuable. And I said that to myself, and I just felt really good inside.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, there's something here. So
just mad stuff.
Yeah. Man. Don't let the amount of money you make or not make or who hires and not hires you, like, don't let that determine your value because you are worth something regardless of whether or not other people see your worth, you know? So you're always valuable, like always, even if you're not making fat stacks.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah.
Honestly, on Twitter, every week, somebody, like, quotes the self-care tip of the week, and they're like, praise hands.
Aww.
Things like that. So this does really resonate with people. Thank you.
Glad it is.
Except me. No, I'm
sorry. Except the cold-hearted bitch in the corner.
That's me
Which
in the corner.
Which is actually me throwing my voice, because I'm a voice actress.
But you're doing very well,
Thank
though.
Thank you.
All right, now time for Pay a Bench. Why does it say that?
For fun.
Okay. That's the segment where you put money on a bench and leave it there. And then we come out of the shadows and we take it.
Or out of the garbage can.
Why do we have to be in there?
Well, you know, we don't have to be.
So if you guys would like to donate to us, you can do so at paypal.me/innerho, and you can donate anywhere between one and one gazillion, fafillion, trillion, million
dollars.
Yes.
I wish I knew some other currency.
Yen.
Yen. There we go.
Pesos.
Canadian dollars.
You have good in Haiti.
Good?
Yeah, real in Brazil.
Wow.
CDs in Ghana.
CDs nuts.
Tape my dick to your face because you can see these nuts. That's it.
Yeah, so donate. Rupee. Help us out.
Rupees?
Isn't that Indian a drug? Money?
No.
That's a roofie.
Ah, okay.
But you can pay us in that too. Just got to sell it on that black market. Okay, that's dark. I'm sorry.
It's been a rough
opening.
We should
just start the show.
All right, now on to...
Fuck that!
The current events section.
Tinder just added this feature where you can link up your Spotify profile.
So people can see if they dig each other musically.
Yeah.
Do you think that's important, like linking up with somebody that digs the kind of music you do?
I think so, yeah.
So guys, have you ever thought about your personal anthem? Well, if you have, Spotify and Tinder have teamed up to create an incredible thing.
It's really not that great.
No,
honestly.
It's not. I think it's really funny. Whatever. So basically, Tinder's allowing you to pick an anthem that you can use, and it's like linked up with Spotify. Mm-hmm. So if your song isn't on Spotify, sorry.
Damn.
But you can also change your anthem every day. But I thought it was funny because usually in like commercials with music, mm-hmm. they hire really good dancers to make things look really great. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this, I was like, damn, I got to get on Tinder.
Yeah.
I want to dance with that Asian girl with the space buns on her head. She was like one of the dancers, and she was like killing it. I'm like, I want to dance with her.
Uh-huh. Oh, this has a commercial.
The article that I pulled this from, I thought was really funny. Mm-hmm. It said, it's just really shady. It was like, in just the latest indication that there are no new ideas, Tinder and Spotify are teaming up to turn the dating app into MySpace circa 2002.
Yeah. So, like, when you go on someone's profile, does it play automatically? Like, MySpace had the autoplay?
I'm not sure if it autoplays.
Because that was awful back
Yeah,
because
you had to turn that shit off.
Yeah.
Or you were listening to music.
I was just thinking of my old MySpace choices. It was, like, Ally and AJ, Hollywood Undead.
I have, like, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
When, like, I'd try to find, like, Sasuke backgrounds. Or it'd be, like, glowing
Your
cherries.
MySpace was, like, an AMV.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
God.
Exactly what it was.
Man.
That was a bad time. No one should have been allowed to do that. I spent so much time on MySpace. I miss those days.
Did you used to, like, change the HTML in your MySpace and shit like
I
that?
I didn't understand what HTML was.
Oh, okay.
So I would try, but nothing would happen.
That's okay.
I spent a lot of time on MySpace.
Final MySpace question. Is your MySpace still there?
I don't know.
If you never deleted it, it is.
I guess it is then.
Bum, bum, bum.
What's on there?
How about you, Lucas?
I never had one.
Wow.
I deleted mine. I was like, no one needs to see this part of my life.
Somebody...
You can already see my weird shit on YouTube from when I was like 12.
I need, yeah, you could see my spoken word poetry if you look for me. I was very thin and my hair was permed.
Ah.
Yeah, I was
the
very
old chic.
Yeah, I was wearing red, white, and blue.
I was the creator of WWE Soulja Boy.
What?
The beginning of my editing days.
Let me put some music under this.
But it was very successful at the time. My old YouTube is better than our YouTube.
Is it really? Well,
yeah, it's way better.
Well, how much?
I have had millions of views, I think. Or at least like hundreds of thousands of views.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's I don't know what
it's
that
sad.
Means.
It's sad. It's just sad.
Yeah. Just putting music underneath.
It just sucks.
I mean, WWE is a huge following.
And so was Soulja Boy.
Yeah, and you combine these two things.
I was very smart back then.
You didn't have any rights to either of those. But
nope.
So if you had a... What do you call it?
Personal anthem.
Personal
anthems.
What is your anthem, Sam?
What did I write down? I would have Freak Hoes by Future.
What does that sound like?
Freak Hoes. Freak Hoes. Drop that ass, make your knees touch your elbows. It's just
that's
something
fun.
I like.
Make your
I will
knees
always dance
touch
to that
your
if
elbows?
That's on. Yeah, like if you're just like down here.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. I was just trying to say
At first I was like, why would you twerk like that? But then I thought about it.
I didn't see it, but that's fun.
Just to see, like, who I would get back, I would put a Hollywood Undead song. And if there was, like, another person who didn't seem... Why are you looking like that?
I don't know Hollywood Undead.
Really?
Yeah, what does that sound like?
Oh, it's bad. It's a couple of steps up from, like, Insane Clown Posse. It's not very good.
Okay.
But it's, like, that was, like, my worst time in my life in terms of musical taste. So if someone else could relate to that, I would fuck them.
Yeah.
If they were attractive enough. And then Did It On Them by Nicki Minaj.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Bow, bow. Yeah.
Well, for me, it's obviously My Neck, My Back.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Then this rap battle between Hakeem and Frida Getz from Empire.
Is that available on Spotify?
No. And it's also, the album doesn't even have the same music. It's like when you go to the Empire album, the battle isn't, it's like two different songs. So the one that they had in the TV version is actually the one that I love. It's like, wow, na 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 na.
And they have,
I'm
like,
about to take your funny looking ass to the circus. That's
okay.
Yeah, so if you guys, what would your anthems be? What do you think our anthems would be? Like, if you gave Sam and Shanika, speaking of the third person, if you gave us anthems, what would they be?
Another good one is like ass, titties, ass and titties. Ass, titties, like titties.
It's a booty hole, girl. That's a booty hole.
That's another good one. There's great songs out there.
Trigger warning for hate speech and homo antagonism.
Muslim terrorist went into a gay bar and shot him up, and there's 50 sodomites, homosexuals that have been killed.
So speaking of good music, mm-hmm. Botswana deports an anti-gay Arizona preacher.
Who Which celebrated the Orlando yeah. massacre.
I guess that's probably where he's most known for, because that's what I found out. So this gentleman, whoa, sorry, this fucking hate speech person, this hater, I'm just too Anderson. Polite. Steven yeah, Anderson, are. A preacher, a.k.a. a hate group leader of the church, a.k.a. the hate group, Faithful Word Baptist Church in Phoenix, Arizona.
Not even a good name for a church, I
no,
must say.
No, they're never good.
Any churches?
Well, my church obviously is supreme. but I know some good ones.
Okay.
There's some good people in churches, but sometimes...
There's some really bad...
They're terrible.
Sometimes you get a Steven Anderson.
Yeah. So this man, I listened to his like, Orlando shooting reaction,
mm-hmm.
and it was... It's disgusting, but it's kind of hilarious.
Like how stupid it gets.
And how much he contradicts himself. He's like, well, the bright side is that there are 50 less gay people in the world. 50 less pedophiles, 50 less perverts. And he's like, I would never advocate violence. Those people should have been, but he said those, he's like, cause I don't recommend, like, being a vigilante is not the way to go, but those people should have been tried and put to death by the government, as it says in the Bible. So they should have died through the proper means. That's this man. So he's a piece of shit.
He's terrible.
And then he was like, so that's the good news.
And stupid.
And very stupid. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, there are 50 less gay people, pedophiles in the world. And he's just like, because they're all pedophiles. And he's like, the bad news is that people are going to start hating on Islam. And even though...
that's probably how he said it.
And then he says it, even though it's a evil... wicked religion. Like, he's just like,
wow,
he's so
just
dumb.
Playing both sides.
Yeah, he's
but
like,
in the worst ways.
Exactly. I watched it. I was like, there's no way me and him would ever see eye to eye on anything.
Yeah,
that's when you like lose faith.
That's the kind of person
world.
Where it's like, do you think he even believes this stuff?
I think he does.
Or is he just like being as excessive as he can be, just to see how far he gets?
He seems very sincere to me.
Wow.
Yeah, he seems very sincere.
That's so scary.
It is very scary. But thankfully, Botswana, the Home Affairs Minister, Malusi Gigaba,
mm-hmm.
Banned him from coming to the country. He was banned from, like, being in South Africa in general,
mm-hmm.
and he was detained in Botswana, and then he was deported from there. So, it's like, really satisfying to know.
Wait, so
like,
what was he trying to do? Where was he trying to go? He was trying to be in South Africa, or he was banned from being in Southern Africa?
Southern Africa.
All of the countries
Africa.
Can't.
Wait, let's do some geography.
Okay.
South Africa is a country.
Yes.
So Botswana is in Southern Africa.
Yes.
So then it's all of Southern Africa.
All of Southern Africa? Yeah. They were just like, as a collective, we don't want this nigga here. Yeah. Why didn't he go to a different part of Africa?
Because it doesn't make sense if it's South Africa, because that's a place. And that's why I was thinking, every time I do this research, there are several articles and things don't always like...
Quite.
And these are like, I'm reading these news articles trying to be accurate, but I'm like...
I'm reading nude articles, all right? Sorry, these nude articles. Couldn't let that go.
But Botswana kicked him the fuck out. He's been labeled a prohibited immigrant.
I've never heard that term before.
Me either, but he...
Imagine if they made it up for him.
I hope they did, but I doubt they did. So he was deported. And this is... He was detained after an interview in which he says that gay people should be put to death. Mm-hmm. And what else? It was something else that was very fucked up. He was like... And he also, like, got in some minister's face and then, like, attacked somebody in this interview.
Oh, no.
So he should leave.
He's off the rails.
LGBTQ groups... like did a whole petition, and I think they brought it to the minister's attention. Mm-hmm. And so now he's gone. So it's like I just imagine them taking him and like punting him out of the country. Just like
I'm so happy that happened, because, you know, as we've talked about in previous episodes, mm-hmm. some like zany ass, for lack of a better word, pastors, hate speech people, mm-hmm. get in some of these countries and fucking like turn the tide against gay people. So
yeah,
shout out to all of Southern Africa for being like, nah, we can't have this guy here.
Nah, we don't need we don't need this kind of preacher here in this country. Yeah, yeah, he's being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Mr.
Anderson.
Yeah.
Why do you think we failed? Because we were leading separate lives? Or was it all the line that did us in?
You approached our marriage like a job, something we recon, planned, and executed.
And you avoided it.
Up next in Brangelina news. It's a terrible name.
You know, when this happened, my heart actually dropped.
Did it?
Yeah. Why? I was in my mom's room. CNN was on, and I was like, what? This is in the midst of two police shootings. Fucking right after the Chelsea bombing. There was a lot going on in the world, but this did make my heart drop. Oh, not that the other things don't matter, but I was like, damn. Just didn't expect it.
Yeah, do you care?
Like,
that's not in a rude way.
What do you mean, like, the grand scheme of things?
Like, there are a couple that you find...
No, I mean, I don't get my strength or faith in my personal relationships mm-hmm. from them or whatever, but it was just like, you know, there's things that you think will never end,
yeah.
And this reminds you that... Damn, things do end, yeah. And sometimes things are not always good.
Word.
That's my
I enjoyed Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I love that movie.
That's when I was like, yeah, this couple can fucking do it.
They can last.
Yeah.
Just because of this one film.
Yeah, they filed for divorce. We never said that.
But everybody knows.
Yeah, right? They've been married for, it says 2 years here.
They got married recently, but they were together for a really long time.
Yeah, and they
time.
Had kids. They had six kids. They had eight kids. Woo, doing my best today. Six kids. Good. Three of them were adopted. Three were straight out of her vagina.
And they're all beautiful, though.
Yeah. There are rumors, according to TMZ, that Brad Pitt, there's like a scene of child abuse, that there that he was abusing one of the kids, and there was an incident. There we go. There's an incident of child abuse on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was like referred to the FBI, because I was like, since when does the FBI get this involved?
It's Brangelina.
Yeah, right? It's like, this is a national emergency. But it's unlikely that that'll be pursued, apparently. And it's only being handed to the FBI because it happened in the air. Yeah. So it's, like, not anywhere.
Could you imagine, like, the agent who gets that case? Like, I don't want to do this.
This is not what I signed up to do. Wanted to serve my country. So, yeah. It happened. I was trying to see if there was anything, like, crazy about it. But it's all very speculative right now. It's just...
Yeah.
But it seems like a decent divorce. They're going separate ways, and, like, Angelina, I don't want to call her. She's weird calling her first name.
You don't know her personally?
No.
She didn't adopt. She wasn't sure.
So Angelina Jolie is very, like, you know, we just, and Brad, they're like, we just want to give our kids, like, peace. Like, we just want to make sure that they're not, like,
growing
hurt
up
by
at
any
home.
Of this.
Yeah.
And we just want our peace during a difficult time.
Well, there were the speculations that, he was cheating on her, too, with some woman named Marion Coloti. I don't know who the fuck that is. I think she's an actress.
Becky with the good hair situation.
But then there's also those dumb memes where it's like, ha, Jennifer Aniston, the revenge. Jennifer Aniston does
she's
not
fine.
Give a single fuck.
She's
they
okay.
broke up so long ago. It's been like 10 years. Mr. and Mrs. Smith might have come out like in 2006.
So she's
it's been
fine
a very
about
long
it.
Time.
Yeah.
People just like to put people in things with like their exes or whatever. I think she doesn't give a fuck. And then people were like, Brad is calling up Jennifer Aniston. No, the fuck he's not.
No. He has shit to do. Like, everybody's busy.
He's fucking Marion Cotillard. He's not trying to fuck Jennifer Aniston.
I think, so usually, like, I don't tend to, like, celebrity couples don't usually, like, bot, like, not usually interested. Like, I'm interested sometimes in individual celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that, like, the conversations around, like, celebrity news are usually, like, I don't know if they're sexist, but they're usually very rude. Like, oh, you're all into this gossipy tabloid, like, shitting on people for their interests.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, let people be interested in whatever the fuck they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sometimes tabloids are pretty, like, fucking, like, Michelle Obama has monkey DNA. Like,
well, that's like the National Enquirer.
That's when it's too far.
People do get mad, like, people were like, why is CNN covering Brangelina breaking up and not covering the Chelsea bombing and
the two
shootings, but like I saw both of those things.
I saw
so it's like
them.
When you critique, just make sure you're right.
Yeah,
because your critique is based in something, but once it's wrong,
if it's not,
I can't pay attention
then,
to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I guess I'm being like pro celebrity news, and like there's always that distraction. Like, don't let the media distract you. It's like you can think about many things at the same time.
Yeah, and there's also many forms of media. This podcast is media.
Exactly.
Trigger warning for slut shaming, victim blaming, and sexual assault.
New developments in NBA star Derrick Rose's sexual assault case. It's a big fight over privacy. Now, a Los Angeles judge has ruled that Rose's accuser cannot remain anonymous at her civil trial. But her lawyers are arguing that she will not be safe if her identity is revealed.
NBA player Derrick Rose is in some hot water from...
some hot water.
Like a lobster. You like boil them and they never know.
Yeah.
They just pass silently. Derrick Rose is
okay.
Because
I love lobster.
He's being... I like lobster too.
Derrick Rose.
But I don't
so
like Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I used to love him. He used to be bae. This is a bae rescinding.
Right? Yeah.
Him and Cam Newton. What the fuck, son?
People gotta come. He's gotta stop gang raping. People. That's where it
starts. Stop raping. Stop with your All Lives Matter bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have sex with you guys. Like,
exactly.
You're fucking it up.
Be fucking role models so we can fuck you.
Exactly.
Career goals. So, in case you guys don't know, this NBA player, Derrick Rose, has allegedly gang raped a woman who's currently going by Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm.
So just some background. Jane Doe and Rose were in a non-consensual relationship for about...
Not exclusive. Damn.
What the fuck?
He was holding her hostage for about a year.
I wouldn't call that a relationship. They were in a non-exclusive relationship for about 2 years, you know, fucking on and off, fucking all around.
Yeah.
One night... You know, they're supposed to meet up. I think they met up at his place or a club.
Mm-hmm.
It was at a club. Jane Doe and a friend were there. And then it was Rose and two of his friends. They got drunk because, like, Rose was supposed to send a taxi for her. They were like, you know, this taxi's late, so we're going to drink this bottle of vodka. I don't know why. It was very specific. They had some tequila and some vodka, and they got to the club.
Okay.
And they continued to drink, and so they both got very drunk.
Why was the taxi late for Derrick Rose?
Whatever car he sent just didn't show up on time.
Fucking Uber!
Yeah, right?
I'm gonna drink an entire bottle of Patron.
What's an excuse to drink Patron? No, it's just a lot of alcohol. They were just fucked up is the point. That's what
okay.
I'm trying to say.
Got it.
So they left. Jane Doe went to her home. Her friend went to her other home. When Jane Doe got home, she was texting Rose and, like, I think she'd forgotten some sort of sex belt that she had asked.
What's a sex belt?
I don't know what a sex belt is.
Okay.
I could look it up, but I was just like, sex belt. So there was some sex belt involved. It's important because it's important in the case.
Yeah.
So they were trying to figure out, like, if she was trying to get him to come over alone, it was either for sex or to return something. You know, you're like drunk texting somebody.
I need my sex belt, Derrick.
Right? I need.
And don't rape me.
Don't you dare rape me. I mean, that's. Sometimes you just gotta say it.
Sorry.
It is funny though, not that she was raped, but the fact that like, it's like, and don't like harass me.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't have to be said.
Exactly.
So they get there. So it's not, he doesn't come alone. He comes with his two friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get into, they can't get into her house because she's obviously asleep.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a call log and it's like, they called it this time. No answer, no answer, no answer.
Go the fuck
a text, wake the fuck up. And so they get in somehow.
Did the text really say wake the fuck up?
Yeah, or wake up. It was like a She's obviously not awake.
Oh my god, ew.
Then they drive for 30 minutes to get into her house. They got in somehow. I don't know if she woke up and opened the door or if they got in.
Mm-hmm.
But then she says she woke up the next morning. There was a used condom. She tore the mess.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And she was trying to piece things together because she couldn't remember like if she had come home with somebody or if something had happened.
Yeah.
But she eventually remembered, and she was trying to talk to him about it. Just like sent like a casual text the next day. She was like,
hey, what happened last night?
Yeah, and she was talking about like she didn't actually end up buying the sex belt, mm-hmm. but she was just like she wanted money for a sex belt that she didn't actually buy.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that was like how she was like approaching like what happened. So that's what happened. That's the story. And so,
so she was like, hey, did you get the money for the sex belt? And by the way, what the fuck happened last
night?
Yeah. Okay.
So now he's being. I don't know. So now there's not a trial. It's like a pre-trial situation that happens. Mm-hmm. Law before.
Ask Annalise Keating, because I don't fucking know.
I don't know a goddamn thing. So this whole time, Jane Doe has been anonymous. This whole entire point I'm trying to make, or the story's about anonymity. So she's been able to remain anonymous, and mm-hmm. she was able to speak out because no one was using her name.
Mm-hmm.
But she recently lost the right or whatever to remain anonymous.
That's so not fair.
It is very not fair.
What the fuck?
So originally she was allowed to be kept anonymous because the court was just like, you know, rape victims suffer a great deal of embarrassment, mm-hmm. hate, and stalking, and shit happens.
Especially when somebody's famous.
Exactly.
All the Knicks fans are going to be up her fucking ass.
And originally, the defense, I don't know what it is. Oh, it is the defense. That's Derek Rose's attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Was saying that she shouldn't be anonymous because she has sexy pictures on her Instagram, like she's a sexual person, is advertising herself as such. Oh, that was a hard sentence. But the court actually said that was like
slut shaming.
They basically called that as being slut shaming.
Yeah,
and they're like, yeah, we will not stand for that kind of logic in this court. And it was like, oh, that's nice when the judicial system supports women.
Exactly.
But for once, except this week, I think Rose's attorney made the point. That
she's going on like a media blitz.
She's like doing private like interviews, phone calls, and she's like because she's going about and around and like clearly, and I think it's like the idea of like she's making a profit off of this, but she's speaking to a lot of people about it. She should lose her anonymity, and so now she's no longer anonymous. And Rose's attorney can now refer to her by her actual name.
Everything's fucked.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty fucked.
So sad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And it's like, I feel like if you're anonymous, you should be able to remain anonymous and still tell the story of, like, what happened to you.
Yeah, exactly. I really don't get the lawyer's case, but I also don't understand law in any sort of way.
Yeah, me either. I don't know why this is what made her
mm-hmm.
lose her anonymity.
Especially because the original point that they were trying to make was that she was quote-unquote a slut.
Yeah.
And now you've just changed the point that you're trying to make.
Because she is intelligently speaking about sexual assault and what happened to her. So it's a bummer. So I don't know her name, actually. The articles I referenced didn't name her, which mm-hmm. I appreciate. And mm-hmm. I wasn't going to name her.
Yeah.
Not like we have so much clout that, like...
The inner hoes told me about you.
Yeah.
Nice to support and respect you.
Yeah. But it's a bummer. And then to me, it's
fuck
me,
that broke knee ass nigga. All he does is break his knees and disappoint his teams. And rape people, apparently.
Yeah, he needs some new hobbies. He needs something new.
Get a life.
Yeah, get a life, Derek Rose.
Yeah.
So hopefully the case, and hopefully she's safe, because, you know, people fucking stalk you and can hurt you.
Word.
So I hope she remains okay.
Me too.
You touch me, you search it, search it, but you cannot find my template.
Wait, what? I didn't find it?
Nope.
Wee wee.
Wah wah. You guys.
I feel like that wasn't good at
all. That was terrible.
I know that mine was bad, but I don't know what
I was making sounds. France is doing a very good job when it comes to educating children about the clitoris.
Yes.
So, here's what's on and popping this September. So, a socio-medical researcher, mm-hmm. Odile Philaud, created an open source 3D printable clitoris, which is like anatomically correct. Mm-hmm. So France was recently reviewed by this France's Gender Equality Office.
Wow.
I'm not going to say
it. Is that a thing that most people have?
I have no idea. We need a gender equality office.
Seriously, everything needs that. Right? Schools, workplaces.
But so their office, which I can't pronounce.
Council à l'égalité.
It sounded a little Spanish.
It got Portuguese, such, all of the Latin languages. Yeah. I just went through. Just Romani, it was all bad.
So France's education system got really shit reviews from this gender equality board. Mm-hmm. They were in classes teaching people that men were more focused on sex, whereas women were more focused on emotional things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to your podcast and you're like, well, yeah, that's true. Have you been listening to this podcast?
Yeah.
Because it's not true.
It's called the Interho.
Right? So basically they were just failing, doing a horrible job of educating people about sex. So this sociomedical researcher came up with this code, and it allows people to print, 3D print the clitoris.
Mm-hmm.
And surprise, surprise, it's not just a little tiny nub. Mm-hmm. It's, it's an internal organ.
It's like a wishbone.
What's that?
Looks like a wishbone.
It looks like a wishbone, and then it has something else.
Yeah, I don't know what those other two things are. I didn't know either.
I looked at this diagram, and was like, damn, what?
Where is that going, though? The wishbone part is going down your, behind your lips, and that other and red part, is that wings. Internal?
It's crazy. I don't know.
I mean, it's all internal, but, is it going this way or that way?
I have no idea.
I don't
idea.
Know if it's coming or going. So, where's my clip?
What's going on here? Yeah. So basically, I don't even know my clitoris that well, because mm-hmm. I thought it was just one wishbone looking thing, mm-hmm. but there's four little leggy things.
Yeah, and it's a creature.
So I tried to Google anatomically correct clitorises,
mm-hmm.
and it just gave me shitty images or people's actual, porn. So, it's really hard to find images.
No one knows what it looks like.
Yeah. And it's I know the tip is called the glands, and then there's the hood,
mm-hmm.
and then there's just I just call them the legs. But mm-hmm. there's these other little the armchair things. So if you guys are damn, these bitches are ignorant, educate us right now. But here's what people should learn. By people, I mean first and primary and secondary school kids will know. From Philod's sculpture, pupils will learn that the clitoris is made up of the same tissue as the penis,
mm-hmm.
which makes mad sense. So women do get erect.
Mm-hmm.
BT dubs, which someone in Broad City, Alana said that in Broad City, she's like, wow, I'm so hard right now, and I thought it was funny because I'm like, girls don't get hard. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We'll also learn that it's divided into the crura or legs, and then there's the bulbs, which I don't know what the fuck, that's the bulbs, I don't know where they are,
mm-hmm.
the foreskin, and a head. Everybody's got a dick.
Yeah, we all.
So I can say suck
my
dick.
We all have penises.
Yeah. The only difference between the clitoris and the penis is that most of the female erectile tissue is internal, and it is often longer, around 8 inches.
I have a bigger dick than you.
We have bigger dicks than most men.
That's great.
Or people who identify as men.
And, yeah.
You know, so that's I was happy to find that out. So if you don't know, I don't know clitorises.
This is all good information.
Yeah, what the fuck? I was...
Shit we didn't learn in school,
And I remember I had a friend who was militant white feminist, the kind of white feminist I'm not into.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just I was like, yeah, my vagina feels strange. And she was like, you mean vulva? And I was like, what? And I just remember not knowing my anatomy very well, mm-hmm. and feeling shitty about it. I'm like, oh shit, I don't know anything about what's going on down here.
Mm-hmm.
What
a condescending cunt, though.
Yeah.
She never say it. She never.
She's always
been
like that, though, in multiple aspects of her life. And people also learn that the penis mm-hmm. is not the equivalent of the vagina. Or, it's not it's penis and vulva,
mm-hmm.
not penis and vagina.
Yeah.
For your info. Although, when I try to say vulva, people are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And culturally, I just say that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember also thinking when I was younger that I was growing a dick.
Really?
That's when I noticed my clit. I was like, what is this?
Oh,
what
no.
What is this thing?
And then what happened?
And then did I just, I was like, whatever.
Well, if I grow a dick, I grow a dick.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Basically. Or I think I was, I don't know what funny. I was doing. I just all right, that's that. Check in on it every now and then. Is it getting bigger? I was just monitoring the situation. Just in case. So yeah, and I guess my last thought was I feel like this generation of French children is going to grow up to give them incredible head.
Yeah,
because
and that's all that really matters. Yeah. Honestly,
so what, 18 years from now I'm going to France I'm going to go.
Oh, boy. Are you targeting the 18-year-olds?
No, because they're...
Oh, the ones who are in school now?
Yeah, because they're going to be...
It's just the fact that you picked the number 18.
Oh, no, they're going to be... They're going to be of an appropriate age for me to fuck them when I get there.
No, yeah, you get your head.
Yeah.
From all those
going
French,
to France, guys.
French former children.
Yeah.
Get your French kisses.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Panera. Food as it should be.
A woman at Panera Bread experienced something extremely uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
The story begins.
This is an understatement.
Yeah.
This story.
I suppose you can call it assault.
Yeah, it was.
Every time I think of assault, I think somebody ramming into somebody with their shoulder. That's what I think specifically.
Assault! That is assault! But like, somebody kills somebody, you're just like, what are you gonna do?
That's murder. So, a girl and her friend, let's say Sam and Shanika were sitting in a Panera.
Oh, no.
Who's...
I don't even like Panera Bread.
You know, I got 12 free bagels from there once.
What the fuck?
Long Island is a good place.
Wow.
So Sam and Shanika were sitting in Panera Bread in Florida. They noticed a gentleman by the name of Patrick Bruce, age 28, staring the shit out of them.
Never trust a guy with two first names.
Yeah.
Also, his names are the same letters as Panera Bread.
P-E-P-B. Oh, no.
Shit's getting weird.
They should have known something was going down. So, Mr. Patrick Bruce was staring at them and then, like, moved close to their table. So, they actually moved tables to get away from him.
Oh, man.
And then he kept staring at them. He got out and he left. The new sources are a little mixed. I don't know if it was a plastic cup or a styrofoam cup.
That matters. I need to fucking know.
But he came back with a plastic cup, went to the bathroom, and then came out, and he poured a cup full of jizz all over Sam's head.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to make it me. Thank you.
Not going to be me. And he said, here you go. And then also apologized for spilling his drink. Sam was obviously disgusted.
What was the here you go?
The cup? Right? No, I don't know. Just here you go. Here's my jizz.
But then sorry for spilling my jizz.
It's weird.
You did it on purpose.
None of it makes sense, you know? I don't think he had any logic in there. He was just... So he leaves. He gets into this like black car. He left his phone. And on this phone is a video of him masturbating in the bathroom.
He wanted it just in case she was... Just in case she was like, is this jizz?
Or is this a really thick coconut oil?
Oh, okay. It is jizz. All right.
Yeah, so
I feel much more comfortable.
At least it's a human substance. So it got all over her back, shoulder, arm. Just terrible.
You have a lot of nut.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of nut.
Damn.
And it was probably warm, too, you know?
Okay, I like this story because...
You like the story?
As soon as I saw it, I thought of what happened to that woman in Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
And one time we talked about that on the podcast before, but I cut it out because it was just so irrelevant. But now it's very relevant.
Yeah.
Tell us of what happened to her.
Okay. So there was this dumbass bitch who came with us on a trip.
She very was the racist. Worst person if I've ever met in my entire life.
If you're like...
Like top five.
She's... Yeah. It's like Osama bin Laden.
Well, you've never met Osama bin Laden.
He's a complicated history.
This is people we met.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I never met Osama bin Laden. No, he's...
I have, and he's a lot nicer than this bitch.
Yeah, she was terrible. So she was just racist, and apparently somebody jizzed in a taco of hers, and she ate it, and she was like, tastes like a man. The fact that she said it like that.
Is that what she said? I hate her.
So she ate a jizzed taco.
She's very racist.
And that's not, you know, that is, you know, assault. That's not a good thing that happened to her.
But the fact that it happened to her...
To her?
Not mad.
No.
The fact that it happened to me in this Panera Bread... Little upset.
Yeah. Should we be, you know, more supportive towards, you know, other women? Not if they're dumb hoes.
She wasn't supportive of us.
And, you know, hoe is an insult in this case.
Dumb cunt bitch.
Yeah. So, back to the story. So, this man has also been caught other acts. He rubbed his genitals against a woman's arm in a sports bar. The woman didn't notice, but her friend was like, hey, stop rubbing your genitals on my friend.
It's kind of funny that she didn't notice. Like, that guy's got a weird hand. That person's jeans feel like balls.
Yeah, what the hell? The side of his leg feels remarkably like testicles. So he did that. And then also he followed a woman home. He got out of the car in her front yard, was wearing a gray gown and purple latex gloves, and started rolling around in her front yard. So this man is like, seems like he has some sort of disturbance going on.
Yeah.
His mom said he's schizophrenic and not taking his medication. Aww. Only one source said this, so I was suspicious of it. But yeah, he's been arrested.
That's just the article. They just wrote it in there.
Just because they want to make sense of what happened. So, yeah, he's been arrested. He's being charged with, I didn't even know this was a thing, charged with battery and committing an unnatural and lascivious act.
Oh, okay. So, I feel like I've heard that before. I don't know what categorizes as that.
Yeah, but what's, like, unnatural about pouring your jizz on someone? Well, is that not sex? No,
but
it's
do you come into a cup?
No, you don't come into
except
a
that
cup.
One time that I froze Akeem's semen.
Wait, why did you do that again?
I just wanted to see what would happen. But I didn't pour it on him afterwards. God.
Flashback to the night. The night in question.
Sam, why did you pour that on me? Runs out of house. Leaves cell phone evidence.
So I don't know. I'm a little torn here because this man, he's been assaulting people, but like, does he need help? But oh, someone said on Facebook, like, you know, how many women pour cups of their menses on people when they're if they have some sort of like disturbance? Like how often does that happen where women are doing strange and unusual things like this? I don't know either. Is it just that our, you know, we have a patriarchal society where men feel entitled to women's bodies? So if you're so inclined to harass people, like, men would be more likely to do that. This is, like, a more likely situation. But it seems like going to jail wouldn't help him. I feel like some sort of rehabilitative process, or if he does need medication, he should be on that and not stuck in some jail somewhere.
I agree.
Especially since people were terrorized, but no one was, like, physically injured. I just don't believe in our jail system.
Me neither.
It's not going to help anybody. Yeah. Especially after that one scene in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Which, like, I always believed that our prison system was fucked up, but, like, people who need the most help are in jails or are being assaulted, and they don't. It's not helping anybody. Except for people who are making money off of putting bodies in jails. So, that's how I feel.
Good way to tie it back into, like, realism.
To real life shit.
Serious things that matter.
Otherwise, we're just laughing at assaults. Because I was just like,
jizz cups, LOL. Nah, I agree with everything that you've said. What'd you say again?
Yay, assault! No, I'm just kidding. What did the pepper shaker say? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah, we're in that place. So, well, that's it for Fuck That!
Now on to Fuck It! Topic of the day. What is it? Afro dick in my ass?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, my friend.
I'm not your friend, first of all. Tell me what the fuck.
And let me get the fuck out of here. So basically.
Yeah.
Acquaintance.
You can call me Sam.
You can call me Samantha. Yeah. Okay, Samantha. So according to the FDA, any product that is supposed to enhance or make you aroused, as long as it says that it's supposed to do that, it's considered an aphrodisiac.
Wow.
There's no testing, no, like, you must.
No science.
No science. Okay. It's all those, like, pills you see in delis that are just, like, vaguely say shit about, like, getting you hard, giving you energy. They count. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish we had one here so we could read the back of it and see what's really in it.
Oh, you're right. Nonsense.
But I'm not going to spend my money on that shit.
No, it's a waste. And I don't want to get caught buying one. It just seems
what
weird.
Akbar at the deli is gonna be like, whoa, what the fuck is she doing with that horny goat weed?
Especially in my deli, because I know them. I borrow straws from them every day. Every single day I go to my deli.
Will they
and
not
get
give
straw.
You straws anymore?
No, they keep giving
this woman has sex.
Well, you know, John buys condoms and I'm his girlfriend, so they assume that I hope we're not just making like some sculpture. You know?
That was my first thought.
Condoms with straws?
Yeah.
Real creative, those two.
Yep. And all those blunt wraps.
That's funny.
No, it's crazy. They know our lives
that
so well.
That is funny.
So, what are some common things you think about as aphrodisiacs? I can list some common ones, but what comes to mind?
My two are horny goat weed and oysters, which in my mind before this episode I was thinking clams, but then you said oysters earlier and I was like, oh, that's the thing.
Yeah, oysters.
Those are the only two things that I've really ever thought of or heard about.
For oysters, definitely, and chocolate.
Okay.
Which, you know, I'm always down to believe that chocolate is good for you.
Everybody is.
Right? That's why Valentine's
Day is. Like when my mom was going through that phase of dark chocolate and wine. Yes, Sammy, it's so good for you.
Just stumbles sugar.
In drunk. No, I'm just kidding. That never happened. I'm just kidding.
That's really funny, though. It's very like a it's good for your heart. The antioxidants are good for your body.
Yeah.
So some common ones. This is going to sound fucked up, but Spanish fly.
Good old Bill Cosby.
It's man. Not just a date rape drug. It is also...
Give her some Spanish fly.
So here's some common ones. So Spanish fly, ginseng, honey, oysters, chocolate, bufa toads, ginkgo biloba, maca root, wild yam, and then chasteberry.
Let's start with... What the fuck is bufa toads? Like the toad itself?
It's a toad, yeah.
You lick the toad?
I don't know what you do to this toad. I was trying to find out.
Do you have sex with the toad?
Unless the toad turns you on.
That's not good. Aren't some toads poisonous?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they can actually
kill. People are into weird stuff.
You watch the craziest documentaries if you're taking like an AP environmental science class. Uh-huh. It's like this child is almost at risk. Hopefully it wasn't a bufa toad.
At risk for what?
For dying because of this toad.
Oh, no.
There's this toad species was that's taking over some part of Australia because it doesn't have any natural checks and balances.
Uh-huh.
So it's just probably taking
somebody
over.
Somebody bought it and, like, released it into released it out of captivity. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are probably like, where is this going? So I'm going to go through this list of aphrodisiacs.
Okay.
And according to the this recent study done by the International Society for Sexual Medicine, they tested all these to see what they did, you know, if they worked or not.
Okay.
So it was done basically on things that called themselves aphrodisiacs and the ones that were the most common. And then I'll tell you the conclusion later, but here are some of them. So Spanish fly.
Spanish fly. You put a little in her drink and then I rape her.
Yeah.
And don't go to jail for it.
Best joke of his career. So Spanish fly is made out of these crushed dried beetles.
That's disgusting.
Right? And it causes a rush of blood to the genitals, but it does not get you fucking horny. It actually just irritates your urological system.
Nice.
So, Spanish fly, if for some reason you're getting it, stop.
Why isn't it called Spanish beetle?
I don't know.
Is it even from Spain?
Probably not. Probably like Utah, right?
Probably so.
Next, ginseng. So, ginseng is like a common thing that's supposed to make you like horny.
Really? I thought it was supposed to give you energy.
Well, sexual energy. But
I'm raising your eyebrows. Look at me. I don't like it.
Sorry. I'll keep them down. I'll hold them down. So you've been told that ginseng is an aphrodisiac. I'm just saying all the time. It is basic bitch ginseng is not. But the special red Korean ginseng has been proven to increase signs of arousal in menopausal women and in men. So if you can find some red Korean ginseng and you know what it looks like, because I would never find it, that works.
Okay.
Apparently, honey was thought to have been an aphrodisiac.
At what point?
It's not. Still now, because it's still in all these articles.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're reading articles like, here are 25 foods to get you going... none of it's true.
Oh, no.
None of it's true. Like, the word honeymoon was it's like a
base. That's why it's called that?
Yeah, in part.
Wow.
The honey part of it. The moon, I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Well, they say that the moon, it's not, you can't consume it, but it's like a thing aphrodisiac. And when there's a full moon, everybody gets all crazy.
Even though I'm just at work admiring it.
I never even realize. I don't leave my house very often. Also, what is Mercury in retrograde? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Why does it affect so many people?
I don't know. It makes people's lives bad.
I don't think it exists.
I don't think it exists either. But yeah, so and this thing called mad honey, which is made in Turkey. It's made from a special kind of nectar. And it does actually increase vaginal secretions, but it can cause heart issues.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
All right. But so mad honey does make you wet. But do you want to have a heart attack? Think about
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Most likely not.
Nah.
Oysters are not aphrodisiacs either. They're thought to be aphrodisiacs because they have zinc in them, which is used to make testosterone. Your body does some magical shit like it does. Mm-hmm. And they have amino acids and serotonin, which are the feel-good shit. But they don't turn you on. They just don't. It doesn't do it. It doesn't work. You eat a lot of oysters, but it's not going to do anything for you. It's probably going to hurt your stomach after a while.
Is that really why people think it's an aphrodisiac?
Because
or is
of
it
like,
because it looks like a pussy?
I think it's because, well, maybe...
And then they back tested and were like, oh, zinc increases testosterone. Maybe that's why people thought this.
I think it's a mix. Mm-hmm. No, I think you're completely correct. But there's like Aphrodite. It starts with like Aphrodite, like she's in like an oyster shell, being all like sexual. So it has just been like a sexual symbol.
Yeah.
But like it's just Aphrodite's fucking feet have been all up in those oysters, you know?
She's just walking about around.
It. Aphrodite's foot fungus. Like she doesn't wear fucking shoes.
Damn.
It's like in the olden days when they were like washing feet before they got into homes. Nasty as fuck. Chocolate. It's not an aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. It does not work. It increases serotonin levels, but it doesn't do anything for your dick or your balls or your vag or your clit or your
anus. Another thing that seems culturally influenced.
Yeah,
you know, Valentine's Day and stuff.
Yeah, people are trying to sell that chocolate.
Exactly.
Although I told John for our anniversary or my birthday or next week, I wanted some chocolate truffles.
Mm-hmm.
But not to turn me on, just because I don't want
truffle butter on your pussy.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
I don't know if that actually means what Urban Dictionary says it means. So what does it mean, Lucas?
Truffle butter.
It just means actual truffle butter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See,
why would that person on Urban Dictionary say that?
Wait.
Like, they didn't contact Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne was like, that's the shit from her asshole on my dick. That's not how Lil Wayne sounds.
It shouldn't be in your pussy, though.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. You get an infection like that.
That's
yeah.
That's the best Lil Wayne.
I am Lil Wayne. You're...
We see
surprise!
That's part five dropping, man.
Never, baby. Oh. My contract is all fucked up. I'm sorry.
Oh, but. It's fine. It's fine. Up next, Bufotodes.
Okay.
Has anybody heard of Bufotodes?
No. Where did you get that from? This article?
Yeah, it's from the study. They were testing if Bufotodes were doing shit.
Maybe like in another part of the world.
Yeah, but don't eat them, guys.
Ew, why did that happen? I'm so annoyed.
What happened?
I was typing in Bufa. Now I'm scared to Google it. You know things that look very... Like things with close clusters of holes
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
I typed in Bufa and I fucking saw that.
I'm sorry.
I hate when that catches me off guard.
I'm sorry. No, it's
terrible.
Have
trypophobia.
Yeah. I have it too.
Oh!
I have it too.
Fuck!
I'm sorry.
And then it stays with me like all day.
Yeah.
All day.
No, it's
fuck Bufa toads. If it has anything to do with that, come on, man. Just don't have sex if it's that bad.
Yeah, don't do it. Let's move on to Ginkgo biloba.
Thank you.
I feel like that's the best course of action here. Ginkgo biloba, what is it? A plant of sorts. Is it gonna make you it's apparently this one has been shown to increase arousal, and in China is apparently used to treat sexual dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use too much of it, it causes internal bleeding.
So, does it promote like blood flow?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
I heard that
bleed.
Ginkgo biloba was good for your mammary.
It seems like it's going to make you bleed out of your eyes or into your eye sockets.
Well, that's fun. That always turns me on, personally. So.
I love that shit. I love that. Like, oh, bleed on me, John.
Anyway.
Maca root? It's some kind of root.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something a Jamaican would say to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're feeling sick? Maca root. I'm like, yeah. Okay, what the fuck? Are you going to get that for me? Or?
Because I'm not going to find it, because I don't know what it looks like. This is actually an aphrodisiac. It's native to Andres in Peru. So if you guys are trying to get busy, go to Peru, dig up this root. It has helped with hot
and then
flashes.
What? Like, the hose just come to you?
I don't know.
Step one, step two, question mark,
<it's> like,
sex.
Do you boil it? Do you cut it up? This was hard to research because there's not much research done into aphrodisiacs.
Sexual research in general.
Yeah. I was like, there's not much here. But this apparently helps with sexual arousal dysfunction in men and helps hot flashes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, maca root.
Maca root.
Maca root.
Maca root.
Up next, wild yam.
The fuck is
did
wild
anyone else
yam?
Think wild yam was a... aphrodisiac ever?
No.
Because it's not.
Just like a random yam that grows in the wild?
Right? It's like what? Like a wild Fetty Wap, except...
Yeah, I was like, is that a Pokemon? Right. Very effective.
And then last, but you're right there.
Lucas hates us.
Yeah, Lucas is like, all right, this is too much. Very cold. Yeah, we're almost there. Chase Berry.
That's ironic.
Yeah, it is very ironic. But also, it's not because it doesn't. it doesn't. It's not an aphrodisiac.
It makes you chaste.
So the lesson here is that none of this shit's gonna get you horny. So don't like go buy things.
Well, some of them you said.
I mean, if you want to go get maca root,
yeah,
from
you
somewhere,
gotta get that fucking maca root.
If you want,
never
like,
Google Bufa Toad
and red Korean ginseng.
Yeah, there we go.
But so it's usually so these things are used for like sexual like dysfunction for people who like can't get it up or get it wet.
Mm-hmm. Or a combination of the two.
It's usually women using these natural things because there's so little research done into women's sexual dysfunction. Like, they just recently, like maybe a year or two ago, came out with a female version of Viagra. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's just so little research done into helping women with sex. Mm-hmm. So usually women turn to these things, and it just can be weird or strange.
Yeah. Aw, that sucks.
Yeah, and if anybody tried to sell you some sort of, like, sensual cookbook, it's all a fucking lie. Don't believe it. Trying to save you guys time here.
Well, it depends on the pretext that they're selling it under.
There's one woman who wrote, it's called Fork Me, Spoon Me.
So creative and sexy.
It's just cheesy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And she's like, yeah, all of the chemical this makes you feel this way.
Oh, yeah, exactly. She's a quack.
Yeah.
A charlatan.
And this was in the National Geographic News.
Oh, no.
I looked far and wide for information.
I used to trust them when I was growing up.
This woman was bullshitting.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, these chemicals might be good for you overall, but it's not specifically going to, like, except for red ginseng and maca root, it's not going to inflame your, inflame sounds terrible. It's not going to
make the legs in your clitoris stand up, if you know what I mean.
It's not going to do that to you. Yeah. So basically, it's all fucked up.
So what do you do if you're a woman suffering from sexual dysfunction?
Go see a doctor. You could get some vaginal lubricant.
Mm-hmm.
Just lubricant. But it's like stuff like, it's like vagina lube that you just use on the daily.
Okay.
To just keep your vagina wet. Like if you're going through like menopause and things are getting dry, you know, it helps. It seems like a dry vagina. It seems painful.
Did you find that mostly menopausal women turn to these things?
Menopausal women and then dudes with, just dudes who don't trust doctors and want to figure, you know, it's like me with my period solutions. Like every time I get my period, I'm like, natural ways to cure period cramps.
Yeah.
And I've just, it has never worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you should, if you have the opportunity to see a doctor, but also a part of me thinks that maybe some of these solutions, what is it? The brain, as somebody said once in one of these articles, is like your biggest sexual organ. Mm-hmm. So if you think oysters and chocolate are going to get you aroused and you're taking somebody on a date, you know, and there's like champagne and oysters and, you know, it's going to work out because you're in the mood to be aroused. You want to be aroused.
You're doing sexy,
sexy things. Yeah. Like some woman, apparently she spends an entire day just eating aphrodisiacs. The whole day, and she said her stomach, just by the end, she didn't feel any different, and her tummy hurt from eating so many oysters.
Yeah, it's a lot of different stuff to be having.
So she, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to be aroused all day. I would never do it like
that. Toad, some chocolate, some honey, and a wild yam.
Rubbed it all on my clit, but nothing changed. So yeah, sorry if that's low energy, but it's all a lie.
Thanks for breaking our hearts.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. Hope you are too.
Did you ever experience like the placebo effect with an aphrodisiac?
No, definitely. Okay. I mean, I feel like aphrodisiac weed.
Yeah, that might be the greatest aphrodisiac of them all, honestly.
I just get so horny immediately. Mm-hmm. And then alcohol as well.
Yeah, tequila specifically. That is the inner.
I love tequila. Margaritas. But that was a common thing I was seeing, is that at the bottom of these articles, it was like, here's some aphrodisiacs, and it'll be like, cocaine. Weed. And it's like, these people are nuts. Just like, just do drugs.
Yeah.
Just do drugs and you get horny.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
There's just some kid in third grade who would always say, horny goat weed. And that's all I've been thinking about this entire episode. Honestly. Why did he know what that was?
Yeah, so that's it for
Fuck it!
Now on to fuck me!
Story about all lives.
Fucking lives.
How's your life?
My life is going well. Well, yesterday I had the worst cramps some of the worst cramps ever. So I was reading. I'm looking basically for any excuse to take way too much ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm only supposed to take, like, 6 in a day. Mm-hmm. I started my day off with 4. And I still...
This is the 200?
Yeah, 4 200s. I think I just need one giant 800 milligram pill. Mm-hmm. But, like, I get... Sorry, guys. I just get horrible diarrhea. And it's like I'm getting cramps, and I'm gassy, and I'm, like, shitting too much, and my hemorrhoid is back. So it's just, yeah, I probably have to get it banded again. That's not exciting to me.
No.
Yeah. So it was just not, it was, like, a day spent on the toilet. I had, like, shit I was planning to do. I was going to go on a nice walk, because the week is, like, I have a very, like, packed week, and then I'm like, yeah, Saturday's going to be my fucking day. I missed this Issa Rae show that I had tickets to.
Oh, no.
I just couldn't, like, I just didn't want to risk having to shit on the train and having nowhere to go and having to just... be there.
That's
so, but
funny,
I made my
periods
peace.
A real bad thing.
Yeah, it ruined my day. Yeah, I could have gone and I could have seen her in person. Mm-hmm. But I just gave $30 to her event.
That's how she's got to work for that. There's no free shit.
I've
here.
Seen so much of her content for free though.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
And then the cute thing. I guess, even though that was rough, John was, like, with me the whole day. Aww. There was, like, 2 hours. I was just, like, what I do, so I'll wake up. Or just when I'm in pain, I'm like, well, I can't sit down, I can't lay down, I can't stand up. I'm going to go lay down in a tub of hot water. Mm-hmm. So I just put the tub on, and my roommate and his girlfriend had left, so I didn't feel bad about just being in the bathroom for hours. But John just hung out with me the whole time in the bathroom.
Aww,
he brought me
so
some,
sweet.
I wanted coconut water, so he brought me coconut water and regular water. And then we were going to watch, I watched Insecure, I was going to watch in the bathroom. But we just hung out and we just chilled. We were like on Instagram, we were looking at babies and dogs.
Aww.
And then, like, after I was done, I was finally feeling better. I was like, I'm so lazy. So I was gonna, like, I didn't want to stand up to use the shower, so I brought the shower head down to me. And John was like, I got this. So he was just like hosing me off and like helping
wow.
me. So it was so nice. I just love him. I'm just feeling more and more in love with him mm-hmm. all the time.
That's
and
awesome.
It's just nice. It's just a
That's
good feeling.
That's a good
feeling.
Way to be.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what else? My friend, who's a really cool, badass person, won't say her name because can't, you know? She posted something on Facebook about how her friend's boyfriend passed away, like, last week at the age of 22 due to unknown causes. And
that
how
is so
her,
sad.
Yeah, right? And then her neighbor's husband, they were married for 40 years, or they were 40 years old, I don't know which one it was. They were either 80 or 40, but her husband passed away, and she had, like, some really great advice. She was like, don't let people tell you that your love isn't real or important or that you're not real because you're young. You know, mm-hmm. like, that guy died at 22, so it was all of his life a joke up until
yep.
he passed away.
No.
You know? Ha ha! Like, that's so shitty.
Yeah.
But, like, don't let people tell you your love isn't real because... It totally is. Mm-hmm. Like someone in my life was saying, I was like, yeah, she, someone who was related to me finally met my boyfriend. And she's like, oh, your first boyfriend. And it was just, like, so condescending. It's like, why do that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that to me. So
I said it last week as well.
Ah, damn, sorry. You gotta cut that out. Or leave it in. Guys, I repeat stories.
Hey, guys, remember that time that Shanika's relative was a dickhead? Yep, she says it in
yeah.
every episode.
So I guess I just can't get over that moment. I just want to try and be just, like, a nicer, try to, I don't know. I guess I'll just stay the same, because it's working out, right?
It is.
Am I right?
He's not asking you to change.
Not at all.
So don't feel obligated to do so.
Yeah, until he's like, can you
you
walk
lift
for yourself?
Your foot? Thinking of the same thing.
Even, yeah, never mind. We'll forget.
No, has just, he walked you?
No.
Oh. Has he moved your limbs?
I have stood on his feet as we've walked around
oh,
the living
cute.
Room for fun.
I used to do that with my dad.
Right? That's what it was.
John's your dad. No, I'm
yeah. Just, all right. That's it for me.
Me? Okay. Take my birth control.
Yeah.
That's going real well. I'm not bleeding for 20 days, which is what happened with the last birth control. My gums aren't attacking my mouth.
Because they would be around this time, right?
Yes. Because my period's supposed to come in a week. I'm a sad-ass bitch in general, yeah. So I don't really know if that's, like, related to... Because I've read some reviews, and some people were like, wow, this birth control made me really sad, but I don't really... Oh, yeah, my face is not breaking out like crazy.
Looks crystal clear to me.
Thank my mom keeps saying, Sammy, stunning, gorgeous. Aww. Love the results. She's so nice.
She's really nice, except for when she's being mean.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she's so mean, but, you know, she's been so nice. Yeah, so my period comes next week, and we'll see what the fuck happens.
All right.
So that should be good.
I wish you a crambless period.
Thank you.
I would cry. Are you supposed to get a period?
Yeah.
With this? Okay.
Yeah.
So what is this called?
Junelle Faye. Yeah. It's weird. Okay. Junelfe.
So you still get a period. Or are you not going to, you don't take the pills during this time so you can have
a period. You take like a sugar pill or something like that. Oh, or like a lower hormone pill.
And it'll make your period okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we'll see what happens.
Fingers are crossed. Every woman that like beats her period, it's a fucking like.
Success
story. It's an accomplishment. Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Happy bleeding.
Thank you. Wish I couldn't. I mean, I wish that other one would have worked out, but I think it was just like too much hormones too soon.
Too much too soon.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was on a drug bender or something like that. What the fuck else? Oh, I've been going to the gym with Akeem lately. That's good. Like couple bonding is happening and stuff like that. Sore every week nowadays.
Yay.
Different parts of my body.
Good.
Can't bend my back right now. Yeah.
You stretching?
Yeah.
All right. Good then.
Yeah, just doing stuff that I'm like not used to doing, workouts that I did not do before. Then for the final note in the last chapter of a story, me and the artist formerly known as 23 are transitioning into the friendship part of our relationship.
The artist formerly known as?
Yeah, that's a Prince joke.
Oh,
never mind.
Sorry, somebody else got it.
I got it.
Thanks, Lucas.
Yeah.
I never meant to call you.
And here I am just killing all your jokes. What?
I don't get that. Yeah. Yeah, we decided to just be friends now. No more intimacy. No more romantic intimacy.
Hmm. How does that work? Just like mean? Very like just platonic.
I don't suck his dick anymore. No,
we dirty talk platonic all the time.
Platonic phone calls. I don't know. I mean, it just happened a couple of days ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've just agreed to not be flirty or romantic. We were like leading up to it for a while now or whatever. And then I just said it. I said it like a couple of weeks ago, like, do you not want to be intimate anymore? Mm-hmm. And he was like, don't really think about that right now, so I don't know. And I was like, okay. And then I asked this week, and he was just like, yeah, we can do that. And I was like, wow, that was flipping as fuck.
Yeah, let's go for that.
Yeah, I was just expecting more of a pushback or whatever, and he was like, you know, why would you expect that? Because it was like kind of like playing a mind game, you know?
Mm.
Like asking for something and then being like, what? You actually want that? So I kind of set myself up for that a little bit. And then we were talking and then the conversation got weird. And then he was just like, yeah, moving on. So, like just something in the tone of, I'm moving on, Sam. And then somebody called me downstairs because something bad was happening downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I just started crying on the phone because I was like, why is everything going wrong right now in my life? And then I called him back after, like later that night. And he was being like mad sweet. It's like, you're being like that because I'm sad, obviously. And then the next couple of days, he like wasn't talking to me at all. So it was just, it's just been odd and weird. And then we were like going to hang out, and then out of nowhere he was like, still want to hang out, but he was like being very distant from me, so I was like, no, because you don't want to hang out with me. And then I was like, do you want to hang out? And then he was like, nope. I mean, you put a nope,
you can't say nope.
Yeah, nope is rude in some instances. Yeah. And in that instance it was rude.
Nah.
And then he like called me later and we were talking, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? We're talking because I thought you were being distant from me. And he was like, I don't know. There's just so much going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forths and emotional ups and downs.
We're both cancers. That's what the issue is.
It's too much.
That is what the issue is.
That part.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I don't even know what your original question was.
Me either. but I think I got my answer because there's nothing burning deep within me to be like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it works out. I hope it reduces like both of your stress levels, you know? You guys seem like you got along, like you're mean to each other, because he's mean, right?
Yes. I will give you that.
But hopefully, you know, if it's causing
you
more...
Oh, you said we got along because we were mean to each other?
Because he's mean and you're mean.
I can be mean.
But you can be mean back, whereas I just get sad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're just equipped to handle mean people.
was real mean to me. She's, you know? She'd tell me I stunk, and I did.
And that's why I learned from her. But and mean isn't an insult. I know that's just a disposition. You know, some people are very bubbly. I think I'm bubbly, and I'm just. But I'm also a bitch. Point being, if it causes you more harm than good or more stress than good, I think it's totally. It seems like the right decision to make. And I think it'll be might be weird adjusting, but seems like it's for the best. And if it's like a becomes like a good like friendship, feel like you got something great out of something that was great, turned a little weird, and now it could be great again. You know,
that will work out. Thank you.
These are all my crossed fingers.
You got to cross your feet too.
They're crossed.
Your toes.
This is as much
your internal organs. You got to cross the legs and your clitoris.
My bulbs and my legs.
Exactly.
Why bulbs? Ew.
That's what they look like.
Oh, God.
Anyway. God. That's it for Fuck Me.
That's it for Fuck Me.
Now on to Fuck You.
Wow.
You creative, fuck right? Too fast, bitch.
Yeah.
This is the segment where you guys talk about your lives, and you can send your story sides to podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we
and
want all of them.
If you want to say your story on the podcast, you can request that.
Yeah, and we'll I'd love to call you. But you can't be a creep, otherwise you can't get our number.
Shanika, guess what I'm doing right now?
Are you masturbating?
So
am I.
Oh. I'm just watching TV.
Watching
my grandma's in the room. She's sleeping. That's why I'm whispering.
Yeah, don't do that to me.
Anyway. You creepy fuck. Watching TV with your grandma. All right. We've got a story from Will Not Be Named, and Will Not writes... Hey there, guys. I'm writing in because I need some advice.
Oh.
The guy that I have been fucking with is coming up short, and I'm getting frustrated and bored. This was an aphrodisiacs episode. I want things to work out so badly because he is so cute and so my type that I am willing to allow him to fully ruin my life once he dick whips me into bliss. However, that isn't happening. He's a fuck buddy that I've been dealing with since November. We have only had sex about 4 times, though. Ooh, that's a year.
And November is almost here.
Our relationship consisted of me just seeing him occasionally when I could and giving him head and him playing with my pussy in his car. I didn't have my own place, and his home situation was complicated. So fast forward to now, I have my own place. Shout out to you. And he has been coming over to, quote-unquote, bust my ass, quote-unquote, do me dirty, and, quote-unquote, make me bust a nut.
Oh, no.
None of those things are happening!
Oh, no!
First off, the foreplay is in short supply. He sucks my titties a little, and then he goes in for the kill. I'm
wow.
so upset.
I wouldn't even be wet.
I'm so mad. He has some amazing dick, but he barely gives it to me. We went half around, if you can call it that, and then he was ready for head. He's so selfish. I don't want to waste my time telling him to come back over if he can't even make me come. Sometimes when he's giving me back shots, I feel like he can't handle all that ass and I have, and he just gives up, but it's usually right as I'm about to come.
Aww.
Oh my God. Fuck. I went to bed feeling like I hadn't had sex, and that is a major disappointment.
Wow. He's getting worse and worse.
It's like negative sex. I need to know if I should just let him go or how to talk to him about this without bruising his ego. I know there are other dicks out there, but I don't know any of them. And I usually just stick to who I'm comfortable with. Please help. I love the show. You two are great.
Kiss emoji. Thank you. I'm sorry this is happening, number one.
I am depressed, honestly. Oh, the headline was Tales of No Dick, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good... It's going to be a children's book, like a children's adult book.
Tales of No Dick.
No Dick.
This is sad. What would you do?
You know, for some reason, I just imagine her being like, he comes over and just like, shut up, lay down.
Mm-hmm.
And you just ride him until you're satisfied.
Okay.
You know? But he could also still come too soon and then it doesn't work out.
I'm also assuming that she wants like it to be laid down on her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she would just, like, good. Keep riding the dick.
I think you just have to have
Why is he not giving her head before? That is a fucking...
No, the fact that it's just, like, two
titties. He's not even
sucks.
Touching her pussy before two
titties. It's like, is that what she... That's what I imagined.
Imagine if it's just one titty, too. I hate that. I need the balance. You have to suck both titties.
You can't just suck one titty. That's rude. That's really rude.
I don't like this man.
Like, I don't just suck one nut. What would I be doing?
Put those balls in your goddamn mouth. What the fuck are you doing? Oh no.
I think a conversation definitely needs to happen.
Yeah.
And it should, I don't think it should come from the place of you're not satisfying me. You a limp
dick, nigga.
Yeah, no. Just be like, so
it could happen. It could even happen during sex or whatever, like how you were just like, come in, lay down. She could just kind of like lead the situation.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, now you're gonna do this, and like tell him what to do to you or whatever.
Exactly.
If that's, and if he's not receptive, then
fuck him,
he's
then
a lazy leave. Fuck.
Yeah, or you can 69 if he wants.
No. Oh, what were those scissors?
Lucas is being a perv in the corner.
Lucas is like, finger into oblivion. you gotta just fuck Lucas, honestly. Yeah, there's Lucas much better dick out
he's
here. Yeah.
He's
right here in this room. We could all fuck you way better than this
yeah.
guy.
You know, I'm confident in that, because I wouldn't just suck one titty.
I'm definitely not going to only suck one of your titties twice.
Yeah.
I'm going to put your whole titty in my mouth, no matter how large it is.
No matter how just big my mouth is. I can. My jaw will expand. but she was like, the host of my show will hit on me now. yeah, I think you definitely give directions while it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think 69ing to begin with is good, because then you can get your head action. He gets his head action
yeah,
that he
totally.
So fucking needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can yeah. just move his hands where they need to go and be like, hold on, I need you to... But if he's not responding to those things,
then
he sucks.
Not, yeah, he's yeah. not a good fuck. He's a selfish fuck.
Exactly. He does not care about your pleasure, and I don't know if you want to be fucking somebody who doesn't care about mm-hmm. your body.
Another thing is, while he's giving you back shots and he stops, I'm sure she's saying, I'm about to come. But if you're not, maybe say that so yeah. he doesn't... Like, don't stop. Yeah, like, I'm that's an order. There. It's sexy, but it's also an order.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Yeah, because sometimes just like it's happening and things are going so great,
mm-hmm.
and so, like someone will move. By someone, I mean like John will change. I'll be like, wait, nope, go back, don't stop, keep
exactly.
doing that thing, and they'll be like, oh, okay, you like this, good. Because
mm-hmm.
you know they don't always know.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially like if you, I don't know, like sometimes I'm loud, sometimes I just get real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't always tell.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Communication is key.
Yeah. So, I guess
it's also
yeah.
interesting that they've only had sex 4 times.
Yeah, he's well because
oh,
at
first.
The home
oh, at
situation,
first. Yeah, I forgot
which
about
I feel
that
because like I couldn't fuck BJ the Chicago kid. Mm-hmm. Just been playing with my pussy in bars.
Yeah, okay, I forgot about that part. True story.
Yeah,
but also you know there is other dick out there, even though
you just got to get to know it.
Yeah, you can find it.
Yeah,
I get being lazy to find it, but
yeah, I just
once you find that good dick, you stick to it, and then it. Then it becomes friends with you.
Your face.
But that's okay, because you have other good dick. Joke's on you.
It's like moments like this, I really wish that like we were like recording like video.
We gotta do that one day.
Just capture Sam's face.
It changed so much. It changed so much. But I guess in terms of bringing it up, mm-hmm. like, you know, how do you bring that up? I think you can say, I want to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try it like this time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I would not lead with your, like, maybe you're not satisfying me. Like, you don't want it to be like, you're not, or you are doing this wrong.
Yeah.
You definitely want to be like, or you could say, hey, yeah, I love it when you do this. Can we try also doing this? Because
yeah.
that really does this to me.
Partnershipy stuff.
Yeah. Remember.
Yeah, maybe he just needs a... some experience, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe you learn him.
Yeah, like, don't
teach
just...
him how to please you.
Yeah,
you have the perfect sex robot.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, right? That's what we encourage here on this podcast. You have people fuck you the way you want them to.
Yeah.
And they're robots.
Yes.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
Yeah. But if not, dump the chump.
Yeah.
You
know? That's a good
because it
rhyme.
Really isn't worth it if he's not interested in pleasing.
Exactly. Especially if he's going to come over to your house. I feel like
how are you gonna disrespect my own pussy in my own house?
Exactly.
That's real fucked up.
Get out. I'm ashamed of you.
Exactly.
Leave.
Yeah.
And that can also be a good moment. If you ever wanted to kick somebody out, which I wonder, I would
the
like
things, the things Shanika fantasizes about.
I want to kick somebody out. I want to curse somebody out. I want to get into a bar fight where I pick somebody up and like drag them across the entire bar and throw them. That'll never happen, because I'm not strong.
But one day.
One day I'm going to have somebody do it for me. Or do it in a movie.
Yeah.
That's
how
I'll
you play out all your fantasies.
Cannot wait for that day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it for...
The Inner Hope Rising.
The Inner Hope Rising.
Yeah, and fuck you, too.
And fuck you. I was going to say fuck me, so...
It was all wrong. That's the show.
That's I'm the Sam, show. I'm Sam. You're Shanika. I'm Shanika.
We're Slam Pow Productions.
Slam Pow Prudentials.
You can find Slam Pow Prune Juice. Ew. You can follow us on. You can listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or Google Play. If you did not know that. If SoundCloud is your bag, subscribe to us. We just got 1K followers.
Thank you.
Seems like a lot, but also doesn't seem like a lot. But for a podcast that isn't backed by WNY or anyone. Loudspeakers Network. Let me just stop being a bitch, actually.
If anyone knows anyone who works for WNY or Loudspeakers, recommend us to them, because we're great, I think.
Yeah, for a podcast that's not backed by anyone.
Yeah, and we do minimal advertising.
We're doing fairly well, thanks to you guys. So thank you so much for your support.
Thanks for advocating for
us. Don't forget to join in on the conversation by using hashtag InnerHoeUprising. You can reach us on the interwebs on Twitter and Instagram at slam_pow. You can do that on Periscope, too. You can find us on Facebook by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find us on YouTube by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find me on the interwebs, SlamRid, 2Ds, on my Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me at SamAnnerz on my Snapchat and Facebook.
You can find me at Shanika Powell on Instagram and at Volcano Vulva on Snapchat.
That's it.
That's that.
Review us on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. And where does it end?
Now
for a little something sexy.
Yeah.
My favorite parts of my body are the parts that I hated for so long. I mean, like my belly, for instance. I've had such a conflicted relationship with this part of my body. And when I started practicing yoga, it didn't go away. That feeling kind of intensified. And then I started photographing my practice, and I would look at the photos and be like, my belly is still here, but like, I'm strong as fuck. You know, like, I'm out here doing all this stuff. Like, how can I continue to throw shade on this part of my body that is a very crucial part of who I am? I underestimated my body for years. I always thought that because I'm fat, because I'm like not the tallest, I'm not like, quote, the prettiest, that there's always going to be something wrong with me. But as I've gotten older and the more that I practice yoga, the more I realize that there is this really subtle elegance and grace to every human action. I mean, I guess the part of my body that I like to look at is my shoulders and my arms, because I definitely come from a family of women who are like, you have to cover up your arms, especially if you have, you know, arm fat, you need to take care of that. And so for me, being at a place where it's like, I'm completely fine with this is amazing.